Can I just thank everybody? Guys, thank you so much. It's my honor to be here. It really is. Okay. I'm just so grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
I can't believe you're really here. You're real. You're a real person. I can just touch you.
Yes. And boiling in my seat.
We used to watch Wendy on God TV, me and Rach, and Wendy would just be getting so blasted by Holy Spirit. She'd be like, whoa, like that. And we were like, we want to hang out with that woman. We want to, that's what we want. So I think you've got a couple of videos. Do you want to show them now? Or?
Yes. Could just a year. Yeah.
So which one are we?
Okay, the first one. The first one is just, if you're a God TV viewer, it's just what we play on Missions Week. It's just our live programming. Just to give you, if you don't know God TV, just what we do. And it ends up, well, it should, if it's the right one, with Azusa Street, which we've just covered now. So which was amazing, okay? So hopefully it works.
Yeah, let's get the lighting down.
Justin.
And
lighting down the whole time. It's in Rick Joyner's church, You know what's so amazing about it? You go there and it's just like so lit, like a club or a bus. It's so nice. You just sit there like this, incognito.
Yeah.
And you love it. Anyway, we'll have to put it up on there.
We could do that. I think we can. Okay. Can we put the lights down? Wow.
Extraordinary year of programming for God TV. Here is just some of what we brought you. Women on the Front Lines, live from Los Angeles.
This day will be a marking time, Father, when you will turn the tables on the devil in the entertainment game.
Mission Possible, live from the Netherlands, with Matthias van der Steen, Heidi Baker, Bill Johnson, Brother Andrew, and many others.
Amen.
Gospel Crusade, live from Chicago. Featuring Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kalenda.
I dare you to take this out into the streets and see what God will do through your life.
Southwest Believers Convention, featuring Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Creflo Dollar, and Jesse Duplantis. IHOP KC Fascinate with Mike Bickle. Hope Revolution, featuring the Holy Spirit Night live from Stuttgart. This year's Jesus Conference Live featuring Benny Hinn, Heidi Baker, and Michael Koulianos. The Joyce Meyer Love Life Conference Live from St. Louis, also featuring Darlene Check, Matt Redman, and Craig Groeschel.
When you look back and see how faithful God has been in your past, that gives you faith to believe in Him for the future.
Awakening Europe with Todd White and Paul Manwaring.
Tonight, there's going to be an impartation. You at home on God TV are going to experience the same exact thing.
Soul Survivor Live with Mike Pilavachi.
Miracles happen when we obey.
Summer Ramp with Karen Wheaton. SoCal Live from California featuring Greg Laurie.
God knows every detail of your life. He's looking at you. He's thinking about you. He loves you.
The God TV Summer Celebration with Andrew Womack and Lara Martin. An Evening with Wendy, Chronicles of Brothers Special. Featuring Eileen Mazel, producer of The Golden Compass.
What is it about Chronicles that just gets your passion? What I believe is that we're creating Game of Thrones meets Paradise Lost.
Plus, for the first time ever on God TV, Jesus Culture live from Los Angeles and from Manchester in the UK, featuring Banning Libshear.
We have to go after this thing. We've got to break the independence thing. We've got to break the pride thing if we're going to see cities saved and nations transformed.
The Call, Azusa Now. Live from Los Angeles.
Trust the world watching in God TV. Let this be the year of Jubilee.
Do we do the second one now? Or? Well, I've never done this before. I don't know. I wonder why. Yeah. Do you think this would be good if this was live on God TV right now? Would they be enjoying it?
I think they would really enjoy it.
Wow. You know everyone. You know every. It's not really a question, is it? You know everyone. It's awesome. It is awesome. Did you think that it was... Should we get whacked first? Because then it might make sense. So, Jesus, help us. I don't need any help. Help Wendy, Lord. Yeah.
can we play the Chronicles of Brothers one?
Mm-hmm. Let's do
and
that.
Then everyone's just got it in their spirits.
Yeah,
and
let's just receive that.
It gives us a bit more time to get together.
To work out what we're going to do next. Yeah.
Chronicles of Brothers by Wendy Alec is an ongoing epic fantasy series telling the story of three angelic brothers, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Their existence is mirrored by three earthly brothers in the powerful De Vere dynasty. Book 1, The Fall of Lucifer, tells how Lucifer rebelled against God out of jealousy that mankind had been created with God's DNA. Book 2, Messiah, The First Judgment, tells of Lucifer's first defeat at Golgotha at the hands of Christos. Lucifer's revenge began in Book 3, Son of Perdition, as Nick DeVere uncovers a horrifying conspiracy involving his politician brother Adrian. And in Book 4, A Pale Horse, Adrian's diabolical schemes involving secret Nazi research, the Nephilim, and UFOs are finally unveiled. The Chronicles of Brothers, an epic battle for the souls of mankind.
Wow.
That looks awesome.
That is all the reason for all the trouble. You come and you start.
It's so exciting. So what's happening with it?
Do you mind? Can I pray?
Yeah, let's pray. Like pray. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stand and pray, actually. Guys, you don't have to stand. Father, whoa. Father. You know, this is all about the Father. All of that is about the Father. It's all for the Father, okay? Oh, Father. Oh. Daddy, I ask tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Daddy, that you will touch people right in their lives where they need to be touched. Father, no fake. No shame, not being ashamed of weakness, not being ashamed of where they are, wherever they are, Father. Father, because you love them so much. Daddy, you are everything. You are all in all. And even when we forget about you, you never forget about us. And Daddy, you are... I always call the Father, to me, he's the great emperor. He's like, not like the Wizard of Oz, because that always used to upset me so much. He is a great and incredible and marvelous emperor, as the Jewish people say in Israel, where I was for a year. He is the king of the universe. He is the great, great king of the universe, Father. Daddy, that's what you are, and yet he is our daddy, and he is our Abba. And so, Daddy, I ask, I thank you for what you started showing me when I sat down there, but I ask, Father, yes, there's an interview, and Father, that's great, but Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that afterwards we can move into the supernatural realm with you, Father. Father, and I thank you, Father, that it will be so. And Daddy, we just want to say we love you, Father. This is your evening. Daddy, it's your evening, Daddy. We love you. And even though you're running the whole of heaven and all the galaxies and galaxies and galaxies that Ian talks about, Daddy, you still love us. And we can walk in your garden. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Daddy. Daddy. Why are you going to sleep? Oh, Father, we just thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your anointing. Father, we thank you for your anointing. Father, we thank you, Father, Daddy, that we're meant to be your friends, that you want us to be your friends, your sons, your daughters. But I believe, Father, above all, this is just from my side. We all carry different pieces, guys. We're meant to be the Father's friends. The Father's friends. His friends. His friends. Daddy, that is the greatest honor. It's the greatest honor I believe that we can ever have, is to be counted as your friend. Wow. And I'm so grateful, wow. Daddy. We love you. We love you.
Thank you, Father. Wow. 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 Whew. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
You know, one of the greatest things that impacted me was when I read the chapter in Ian's book called The Dark Cloud. Wow. Mm. I don't know how many of you have read that, but it was about the Father weeping for us, because of his loneliness for us. Wow. Mm. And I never want to see the Father weep like that. And that's why we need to equip the church and turn the destiny of the church and then go out and go and just get the harvest, so they, the unsafe people, every unsafe person who's never set foot in church will know who the Father is. Because you can't but fall in love with him when you know who he is. You can't. He's so amazing. Okay. Over to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's awesome. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence that's here right now. Let's just think, this is what it's actually all about, you know? One of the books that you wrote that really impacted me was this one, Journal of an Unknown Prophet.
It's a really old one.
Yeah, it's really, it's fresh. No. Listen to this. And so this day I walk among the cities of the earth, seeking for those who love to be with us, seeking for those whose hearts hunger for our presence. It is to these that the power of the ages to come shall be entrusted. We just want to honor your presence tonight, Lord, that you're looking for those that love your presence. Lord, we haven't got a program tonight. We just want you. Whoa. And that's why we connected with you, Wendy, because we saw that you are one that walks with the Father. And we've just got such a hunger to walk with the Father in these days in ways that we've never done before, deeper than we've ever done before. So we just welcome you, Father, into this place tonight. Every heart open. We honor your presence, Lord. Wow. Whoa. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Daddy.
Whoa.
Thank you, Daddy.
Whoa.
Thank you, Daddy.
Wow.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.
You know, are you guys feeling this out there? Is it just us? Thank you, Lord. Hey.
You know, there were times, guys, most of you probably know through, I've been through a divorce, okay? And there were times in my very often, very weakest moments, and I'd be lying like sobbing on the floor or outside on the grass. And it's like I would just be able to get to the Father's garden and just lie like a wreck, okay? Completely wrecked. And you know what would happen? And I'm not going to look at Ian in case he has different revelation. I'm just not going to look at him now. Okay. But I'm going to stand again and then sit and then stand and then sit. Okay. I would be an absolute mess. Now, for many of you out there, maybe many of you are not a mess. Maybe you're absolutely, your lives are all so together. But you know, when I was sitting there, it's not what the Lord said to me. He didn't. He said, there are so many people in pain in this room. There are so many people who are going back to lives that are really, really hard, okay? It's great to be in a place like this, but you have to go back to your life the same way I have to go back to my life, okay? And I'm still in process, or right, I'm not. And I said, Father, I'm still in process. I'm not through it, you know. And I said, Daddy, really, you know. And the Father said to me, firstly, he said to me tonight, I remember, I think Grant was talking about gifting. We always say, yes, well, even though we sin, the gifting still stands. Do you know what the Father said to me tonight, Justin? It was profound for each of you. You know what he said to me? He said, Wendy, he said, even though you may be in weakness because of something that has happened in your life, not sin, weakness, he says, my gifting still stands. And that's profound. It is profound. It really is. And anyway, so when I was in my worst state, oh, Father, being Catwoman, pajamas and my cat, okay, which is a lot. And so it's the truth, isn't it? Yes. Okay. And I was lying there like in the meadow, like under this tree. And it would be like the Father was conducting all his business. There are several throne rooms that I've seen, and it would be out of one. And you know what would happen? It was just amazing. And he does this for you too. And then he would stop his business, and he would look around, and it's like I would hear someone say, where is he going? And they would say, he's going to Wendy because she needs him. And he would just go and leave, and then I would hear these footsteps rustling in the garden. I'm telling you that when you are beyond, in a place beyond what you can even fathom or imagine that you can handle, in such pain or desolation or whatever it is circumstantially in your life, that the Father will leave his business, he'll leave the courts, he'll leave everything just to come to be with you, because that's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves you, Daddy. Daddy, that's how much he loves you. Whoa, Father. And Daddy, we're so grateful that you're a God of mercy and compassion. We're so grateful that you said that with the things that we go through, that then we can know your compassions, your great compassions, and then understand others and impart to others, Father. And Father, I thank you. After all this, we're going to get the worship team up here again, the pianist and the guitar. And I believe the Father's going to really just do some stuff, some things. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I am.
You can ask anything you want.
Okay.
Open book.
Wow, thank you, Father.
No, you can. You really
I know.
Honestly. Can I just ask, how many people have been divorced in this room? Will you stand up? That's... Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Okay. Now, I have a real heart for this now. Look, Jane. Okay. I can't even explain to you, and I'm telling you, wow, I didn't have any understanding or any compassion before, never. Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Are you still divorced? Okay, all right.
Please do.
Okay, I'm just
Can we just all be in the spirit on this?
Let's just all be
in this together.
And just forgive me, because I'm just going to speak in the spirit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Come on. Let's just let it happen. Right. You know, God wants to do some stuff here.
Yeah. Because I tell you something, nothing else is, if it's not, it has to be from the Father, and he's, okay. My daughter, you think? Yes, you know that I've seen. Yes, I know, you know that I've seen. You know that I've seen the tears on your pillow. You know when you've cried out, whoa, that it's reached my altar. But still a cry is, Daddy, Father, Father. So tonight, my beloved daughter. I'm raising my strong right arm on your behalf. And you're going to see things where you said there's no hope in the land of the living. Father, I love you, but I can't survive this. I only hear. Oh, Father, who else is in divorce and still in pain? Who's still in pain? Don't lie. Just if you're in pain from it, just stand up.
Can we get our ministry team, guys, the COBH, and my friends, if you could just gather around these people that are standing. I need all the ministry team guys to be engaging right now.
Can they just come up here?
Yeah, if you want to come up here, that would make things easier. Thank you, Father.
Guys, if you've never been divorced or you've never been through a situation like this, just please pray. You can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you can't
Father.
Even imagine. I want to pray for some of these people. I want to pray for her. Jesus. I just get that. You know what? The Father doesn't like divorce. Okay? Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the years you've poured in. Everything you poured in.
We need some more prayers. There's more
Everything
people out here than prayers right now.
The Lord says,
we need some more stewards to come and pray, please. We haven't got enough of our stewards.
He's gonna
Grant and Ian, maybe you'd like to come and minister to people if you feel led. Alison.
Whoa.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just come powerfully upon everybody here tonight, each person. Whoa, thank you, Father. Even you guys sitting in the seats, just engage with us. Let's be ecclesia together in what the Father's doing here right now. Shakaraba. Just go in the spirit, okay? Even if you don't know what to pray, just engage the spirit and just go.
Jesus, Father. Oh, Makandur ke si bela fat kumba katanda gurgiza katadasta da. For this is going to be a new day for you. Umbroka, a new day. A new day. A new day. A new day. And even though you can't see that new day, and this that has crippled you.
Thank you for change.
This that has made you not even want to get
Thank
up.
You for change. Shiki yere baba siki yere. We just pray for the breaking of trauma in your body, in your spirit, in your personality, the breaking of trauma. That trauma comes out of your body now. That your body, soul, and spirit is restored into completeness again.
Okay. I would just like us to, if you guys who are being prayed for, if you guys who are praying for people, just I just want you to just stop what you're doing for a minute. I want you to focus on me, okay? Divorce is a horrible thing. The issue isn't about what your brokenness is. The issue is your responses in the middle of it. The key to breaking the pattern of some of this is to allow yourself to be judged. It's the only way to break the pattern of the thing that sits in it. The only way for that to happen for us is for us to present ourselves in the courtroom of Yahweh so that He can judge us. Not judge your partner, not judge the one you divorced from, not judge your whatever. It's to actually allow Him to, the reason the courtroom is there is to allow so we can be judged in His presence. Then out of Him judging us, He can judge the accuser that's kept you in the place of brokenness. So we are going to do something tonight, just as a corporate body, because I want you to present yourself before Yahweh to ask Him to judge you. The key isn't about what others have done to you or what's happened to you, although it's painful and it's a record. The issue is your heart in the middle of it that's got to get free. And so the only way for that to happen is for Yahweh to judge you.
And now, forgiveness, Ian. Total forgiveness.
The judgment is not to condemn or to justify your behavior. The judgment is to break the yoke so you can receive forgiveness and walk away from the tether of the enemy's accusation against your life. Because this is what this is about, is to get you free from the accusation from the body of Christ, from the enemy who has the justice and a right to say what he's saying, but judgment breaks the yoke. So what I want us to do is for you folks who are up the front here who are being prayed for, who've responded to that, I want you today, this is going to take faith. I want you just to engage with me. Are you prepared to do that? You guys here in the audience, I love you to stand. I don't want you being a spectator. Because this is us. This is the corporate body ministering to those that are broken in the corporate body. So as they're being judged, you've got to allow yourself to be judged for anything that you've had against them for what's happened to their lives. This is not about whatever. So let's just stand. Father, today, for you folks in the front, I want you to follow me. Father, today, by faith, we activate and engage the courtroom and the mobile court of the government of our Father. Father, we engage that realm today. We present ourselves before your jurisdiction. Yahweh, where we have responded in whatever we have done, where the enemy has sought access to accuse us in any way through the rights of the scriptures. Today we present ourselves, Father, and we ask you to begin to judge us through the dispensation of Messiah. To judge my heart, I come into complete agreement with the accuser against my life. today I say to him that I agree with him. Because it is written to agree with your accuser quickly. Yeshua, as I agree with him, I turn to you. Because you are the high priest and the mediator of my justice. As you judge me, I ask that you would begin to judge the accuser as I allow you to judge the root in my own life. Judge the source of the root that's been accusing me. Father, today by faith, I turn from the accuser. I receive from you forgiveness for what I need in this area of my life to be able to stand righteous regardless of my physical circumstances. According to you, when I confess my sin, that you forgive me and you remove them from me. I ask today that it begins to get written in my book that I've been judged according to your glory and your way. I receive that today into my life to remove the barbs and the hooks and the things that have kept me in condemnation because of what has happened. Hallelujah. So Father, we ask today for a seal on this, and I don't need you to pray, just when you listen. Father, we ask for a seal on what has happened here today, Father, that the accuser's finger would begin to be broken. Father, you would turn the voice. You would turn it aside, Father, to become like a wind into nothing. Father, we ask for grace to engage with them in their walk. As they walk this thing out, Father, I ask that you would empower them to come in again and again and again until it is completely concluded within their lives. That in the midst of this, Father, they would find release and forgiveness first for themselves, and a restoration to relationship with your presence, Father, that no barrier would stand, Father. No barrier would stand between them and what's needed. Hallelujah.
Father, we allow that brokenness to escort us into your face. Yes. The Lord spoke to me and said, embrace brokenness as a friend. And I saw how brokenness would draw us into his face, like an escort us into his face, because there's no other place to go. The true spiritual authority is when we're strengthened in the Lord, that he becomes our encourager. As a corporate body now, Lord, we allow brokenness to escort us into you. And we release the pain at your feet as a love offering, as a trade on the sea of glass for more of your face. That it is a trading currency, that pain belongs in heaven. Whoa, and we trade it into heaven to receive more of you. One thing have I asked of the Lord. Only you can truly satisfy the deepest cravings of my heart. Only you can satisfy the human heart. Let the light of your face shine upon me. Let the light of your face shine upon us. Just begin to walk into the light. Let's do this, everybody. Just begin to walk in to the light.
Oh, Master, you know, when Bob Jones, the prophet, when he died and went to heaven, Jesus only asked him one question. And that question was, Bob, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love? But the thing is, that not only for divorce, but any situation like that, when you can truly forgive, when you can truly forgive your ex-husband, this is just being really real, all right? When you can truly forgive him for all the years you've poured out, for everything that you sowed, and you know, wow. You those who've been there, you know that. When you can truly forgive him and release all bitterness and unforgiveness to the Father, completely into his hands, you are walking in agape love, and against love there is no law. Against love there is no law. There is no law in Brankondo. It's the mightiest, mightiest lesson that I've learned in my divorce. It is, really. Honestly, it is. And I think that that is the one, the greatest lesson anyone who's been through it is agape love. Really, I do. So Bob Jones was asked by Jesus, did you learn to love? It's a real rubber. I want to say, really, it's fine to pray whatever, but I want to tell you, these guys are living where the rubber hits the road when they go back at home. They are. That's the truth. So guys, you got to forgive. You got to totally forgive. You have to. No bitterness, not one bit. No forgiveness. God will supernaturally help you. And then when you start to walk in that agape love and release it, then God can release the next stage of your life. And He can. And He can, and He will. He will. He will. He will. And who's scared of being alone for the rest of their life? Dying alone? Because you know what? Not many of you are going to be alone. God's going to look after you, okay? He will. I know He will. He's wonderful. He's our Father. Mm-hmm. If you ain't walked that road, buddy, you don't know what it's like. Mm. It's the truth. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Whoa. Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. I'm going to read this scripture.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works, the entirety of things created. The Lord upholds all those who are His own who are falling, and raises up all those who are bowed down. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him sincerely and in truth. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is inexpressible and boundless. That's our Father.
For me, this is where the mystic realm, you know, we can talk about the mystic realm as being like a novelty in a way, but it's not a novelty. I think it's essential. Because, you know, some of you know my story, but Company of Burning Hearts was actually birthed out of pain, because we had a ministry years ago that was really starting to hit the nation, and I had some friends that I thought we were going to be friends for life. And I mean, we were whack buddies. And it all ended so badly. And on the first trip that I went on my own, and I was just so grieving, that's when the Lord introduced me to Enoch. And for about 18 months, and Rachel will tell you this is true, I cried. Didn't I, honey? I couldn't even stop it from happening. It would come on me like 5 times a day or something, just weeping, because it was the death of a dream. How many of you guys have felt a death of a dream? And I really wanted to see that wildfire movement spread. We were going out on the streets, and the newspapers were reporting on us, and the BBC and documentaries. And I carried that dream in my heart for like 10 years. And when it just fell apart, I was like, what's going to happen now? You know, is that the end of ministry? The end of the dream? And I remember walking on a beach just after it happened. And we lost most of our friends, didn't we, Stevie? Stevie and Jane were the two friends that stuck with me. Thanks, Stevie and Jane. And I was walking along this beach in West Wales. It's a really long beach. It's a beautiful place. And I cried so hard. I fell over. And no noise was coming out because the pain and just the end of that season was so horrendous. But this is what I wanted to encourage you with, is that God used it as a catalyst for me turning into heaven. Because I think we've got to get to the point where he really does become the source. That he really does become our encourager. And that we realize that we're encompassed by such a great cloud of witnesses. And the first person he introduced me to was Enoch. And Enoch became a friend at that point. And I didn't have many friends, in all honesty. Stevie and Jane. But I found that there's this realm that God wants to draw a generation into where we're encompassed by heaven. And I talk about it a lot, where we can never be alone. That every illusion of distance has been removed by the cross. That 2,000 years ago we bled into one body. Whoa. In heaven and on earth. Woo! Lord, we receive the ministry of the saints in here tonight. We welcome such a great cloud of witnesses. If you guys feel like coming in, Paul Keith Davis, you know, he was here last year and the year before. He said that what you talk about will come in the room. What you honor will multiply. And we honor heaven right now, the angelic. Just become aware. I just feel like the Lord's saying there has never been a generation like this before, where his presence will become so personal and the realm of heaven at hand, that this is a time like no other, where we are encompassed, which means surrounded. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Hemeberesto goho nyahanda gadas dogorbele hemegianda gadas tegihin yagados tegamana ombogot ge yahando god kit kupkat kotska engest kut 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 tik tik shundu go atyastando gyota gadas tegi tut kampasta shita
Circle us.
Shh.
What you haven't understood today, you'll understand. What you haven't been clear up till now, you take my hand. Just take my hand, child, and walk with me in our garden. Child, you just cry your voice to me. I'll meet you in our garden. I will. Child, child, I'm gonna reveal many, many, many more things to you. And as you've cried out for understanding, for revelation, and you've hungered, Ombraka, I will meet you in the garden. Homalachana, in the garden, Ongarikidi Hiyana, Hayala Lastan, Hayala, 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 in the garden. Guys, you have to understand, I have just a very different anointing than this incredible man of God, Ian, and some others here. My anointing is to bring you like a child to the Father, okay? Don't stop playing. So anointed. This man is so anointed. Hey Allah. Hey Allah. Jesus, Father. Daddy. 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 Daddy, I ask tonight. I ask for anyone in this room who doesn't know you face to face, just in intimacy, just as their daddy. When I was in Israel, man, I used to watch these little kids, 3 years old, okay? I'd hear them outside on the streets and they'd just be crying, Abba, 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 Abba. They did. They're these little guys, okay? And these little girls just chasing after their father. And Abba is the real word for daddy. In England, not father, not for dad, for daddy. And they were going, Abba, Abba, Abba. And that's when in John 14, John 15, Jesus called his daddy, his father, Abba, his daddy. And the Father sent his only begotten Son with such a cliche. Now, in so many Christian circles, but it's not a cliche that we may know the Father. Jesus came for one reason. He came to reconcile us to the Father, to our daddy. And in my loneliest moments after the divorce, the Father said to me, he said, Wendy, you've tasted a tiny, tiny, infinitesimal part of what I feel when I'm estranged from my creation. The loneliness that I felt being estranged from my creation. And so, Father, I just ask for an impartation tonight. Father, for anyone who had a bad father, anyone who had a father who treated them wrong, anyone who had a father who misunderstood them, anyone who just didn't connect with their dad, Father. Daddy, I ask for just that you just move among these ones. Father, I thank you. And I just want to say, just if that's you, just whoa, just put up your hands and just I just want to ask you to say one thing. You know, I knew Jesus. I had a great father, but I knew Jesus for about 10 years when I first became a Christian. But I didn't know the Father. God was like there, and it's like I heard someone somewhere talk about the experience with Abba. And so I just closed my eyes. I didn't know what to expect. And I just said, Abba, I don't know you. I know Jesus. I said, Abba, please, I want to know you. Abba, whoa. And then something just happened and something just changed for the rest of my life. for the rest of my life. And so if that's you today and you don't know the Father, I'm asking just now, you just say, just ask Him, just say, Abba. Abba, I want to know you as Abba, as my daddy, as my daddy. And Father, Daddy, I thank you that you will do that, Daddy, that you'll do that. I'm going to say some stuff now, you know, just a little bit of stuff. You know, some of you might have read Visions from Heaven, and you know that when I was so sick, and I never knew that I would get better. It was like my mind was almost broken. And even after I was healed, it's like then when I was in the Father's chamber, and I sat in His lap, and He just said to me, and He said, Wendy, it was the wound of abandonment. He said, because you thought, because you were sick, that I'd abandoned you. Okay. Now, there might be some of you here who, it's something we don't like to admit as the church, all right? But I felt it. The truth was that I had felt abandoned. Father, why don't you heal me? Why this? Why that? And I did. I'm just being really honest with you, because the Father wants me to be honest, because if there isn't honesty, then you can't get free. You can't get free. And so the Father showed me there were all these pieces of glass in my heart, and that I was bleeding from the wound of abandonment I didn't even know I had. I didn't even know that I had a wound of abandonment. And then He just started dropping oil from His hands. And then He had two canisters of tears, and one were my tears that He had said that I'd cried, and I'd cried a lot of tears during that time. But the other was much, much bigger, and He said, Wendy, those are the tears that I cried for you. And then He took those tears, and He just put it over me to heal that wound of abandonment. To heal that wound of abandonment. Oh, Father, even though I knew Him well, even though I'd walked with Him, you understand, you can still get to places where you need Him like that so much to heal you. Through life, through things that have happened, okay? And He is amazing. He is amazing. And I want to tell you that when I go in the garden, okay, we do childish things. And I want to tell you that the Father has the most incredible sense of humor you have ever, ever in your whole life. He does. He does. He really does. He does. He has a plastic hammer that He uses for me.
That's right. I believe that He's got a good sense of humor.
No, He has.
He does.
Justin has. And so when I'm just doing stuff, so for years and years, okay, I felt the plastic hammer on my head like this. Oy vey, what are you doing? Stop it. It's true. And the other thing that might sound, I've never said this anywhere, okay? Liz knows, and you know, whatever, my friends know. But you know what I do? You know what happens when I go to the garden? I say, Daddy, can we go and watch the polars? You know what the polars are, okay? The polar bears. The polar bears. They are. They're the polar bears. And I told you, mine's simplistic, okay? It's not like yours. And I'd walk with Him, okay, through the meadows, through just amazing things, and I'd find myself by this amazing sea. And in the sea, there are like ice. There's ice. It's like icebergs. And it's, but it's like a beach. It's everything with the most amazing sunset. It's just a whole wild mixture, okay? And that's when I saw the picture of the penguins through there. I thought, wow, because there are penguins there as well. And you're saying, why are you talking about polars? You know why? Because that's my daddy. That's what he's like. And you know what we do? We go and watch the polar bears belly flop, the baby ones belly flop. Now, please. I hope that. This one, I would never say this on God TV, okay? But I just want to share with you. I want to share with you what my Father is. Yes, I know. And there's such joy in it. Such joy. And I just go, Daddy, 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 can we? And when it was the worst part of my divorce, I just closed my eyes. It's just been horrific, okay? I don't care what anyone says about anything. It is also a process that we have to walk through, okay? Loneliness is the pits. That's why I was talking about being Catwoman in pajamas, all right? Some people know exactly what I mean. I know they do. Yes, yes, I know. And I would say to him, I just said, Daddy, can we go and see the polars? And so, because I wanted to see the polars, and often I'm probably like a seven-year-old there. I just take his hand, and we just sat there, and I was so devastated. And he just sat there, and he took me to see the polars, the little baby polar bears. Belly flopping, okay, would be total heresy on God TV, okay, but it would. I'm not stupid. I can be tits, but not stupid, okay. But I just want to share with you what the Father does, and I want to tell you that when I first got divorced, okay, it's like he took me up to, I always know his library, but he took me up, there was like, I can't explain it, like a throne room down the one side, sort of a big entrance, like a castle kind of entrance thing. And then there was a bedroom on the other side, and I couldn't even function. And it's like I lay on that bed there, what seemed to be, I don't know how long, but Jesus was always there next to me. Jesus sat with me. He sat with me when I couldn't function, and he just held my hand. He just sat with me. And my father, I was safe because my father was just there. Just there. And so whatever, and the other thing that happened was that, and the cloud of witnesses have become far more alive to me since that happened as well. But you know, the Father started talking to me about courage. And he said, what is courage, you know? Because, I mean, when you're at your absolute weakest and devastated and hopeless, believe me, you don't look very courageous. You just don't, okay? There gets to a point where you can't even pretend. And the Father said, Wendy, true courage is to be afraid and to be in a situation maybe of devastation, but you still walk on in endurance, in fortitude, okay? And as Graham was talking about this morning, that's character. It starts forging character. When you can't get up, but you still get up. When you can't put one foot in front of the other, but you still do. Do you know how much that means in heaven? Do you know how much courage that takes? And then I had an experience where Bob Jones came and actually put a purple heart on me. I looked up and I was in my weakest state, okay? Weakest. And I knew Bob. He was a Marine man. He didn't put up any nonsense. He wasn't like full of, he wasn't just like, get up. It's the Marines. We're in the Marines, okay? That's what Ian's the same. Yeah, I know you are. Like, tonight is more girly stuff, I know. Bob was very like Ian, very like Ian in some ways. And so, but Bob was putting a purple heart on me. And I just thought, how can I be deserving of a purple heart? I mean, I'm wrecked, okay? And you know what? I went and looked up a purple heart. Do you know what it is? It's for those who have fought and been wounded. Isn't that incredible? Wow. That is incredible. It is. So don't ever forget that, okay? I promise you, when you go through really hard stuff, really tough stuff, you don't know what it means to God. When you can still say, Father, I love you. Father, I don't understand, but I choose to follow you. I choose to have faith in you. I still trust you. The Father asked me one day in the worst of it, he said, Wendy, it's all a matter of trust. Can you still trust me when there's nothing left, when everything seems taken away, everything? Can you still trust me? Can you still trust me? And you know what? That's where you need that relationship, that childlike relationship with Daddy. Because if you've got that, you can trust him. You can trust him. You can. Really, you can. Girly stuff. It's not Marine stuff. I wish I was a Marine. Yeah, I know. You kicked me out. But the greatest place is not the small thing. the greatest lesson has been forgiveness, okay? I wanted to file for divorce, okay? I was going to do it like, I'm going to, pride. I'm going to file now. I'm going to be the one. And the father said no. And I was counseled, no. That was really hard on my pride. Okay, so you sit there like blankly. Well, some people understand, okay? And I had to. And you know, the thing is, the Lord graced me. He really graced me with Rory that I could just, after 27 years of marriage, 30 years of being together, okay, not only marriage, co-visionaries. So it was a double whammy, guys, okay? I really can honestly from my heart say, I have forgiven him. I don't have bitterness towards him. And I think the greatest thing that I've learned from this, from the divorce, is that lesson. You see, when Bob Jones used to say that when he went to heaven and Jesus asked him, have you learned to love? Ministry's ruthless. I don't mean this kind of ministry. I mean that kind of ministry when you're sort of like that. Guys, you're used, you're abused. I mean, what my kids have seen, you know, I know that sounds awful, but just among us, it's true, okay? And so you sort of, I was a little love bug before I married Rory, and then through the years of ministry and whatever, you just get jaded. And so I used to hear that story, and maybe some of you feel like you don't love anymore, that you can't love, and you feel guilty when you hear things like that. I really did. And you know what? It's like in the last, like, you know, few years again, it's like I can honestly say, I mean, because I used to love people so much. I mean, I did, you know. I can honestly say something radical happened again, you know, in my heart. And that I'm learning to walk in agape love again like I did when I was, you know, first went to Bible college when I was young, which ministry, the kind of ministry we do anyway, it shouldn't, but it does. It just takes it out of you because we're not in the, I don't even know how to put it in words. I can't. We're going into a new season, okay? We're going into a new season. The old season is full of old paradigms. A lot of it's Jezebelic. A lot of it has a lot of stuff on it, okay? We try in God TV to keep away from that as possible. But the mechanics of ministry still have to change. They still have to change. And so for me, it's like as hardest lesson of my life. But it's like for the first time in my life, it's like I could maybe just stand in front of Jesus. And if he asked me, have you learned to love? I'd be able to say, I'm really learning. I'm really, really learning again. I'm really learning. And I won't let an ounce of bitterness or unforgiveness. And believe me, there have been so many betrayals. You have no idea. But I can't. I cannot let that. I cannot let that in. Cannot let it in. That is what I wish every one of you who've been through a divorce or a terrible situation or a terrible letdown. Easy. I want to say one other thing. It's easy to talk the talk, and it makes me very angry. Sorry, and it does. You can talk the talk, guys, but when you walk the walk and you walk in someone's shoes, it's different. It's completely different. It is. It's easy to spout things. It's easy to tell people what they should do, okay? It's easy to do that, even from a biblical perspective, even as a minister, it is. It's completely different when you have to walk it through. It's completely different. And when you walk something through, and that's what will happen to so many of you and is happening to you anyway, people will know it because they'll feel a compassion on you. Do you understand? And how did Jesus heal? What did he do? He cried he kept compassion. And it was compassion that loosed the ministries, the miracles. It was compassion. And I believe there's a new wave of compassion, of the compassion of God that is going to come in this next kingdom age as well. Compassion like we have never seen or experienced before. Really, I do.
Let's just engage with his love. I really believe this is a plumb line word tonight. Grant and I have been talking about this, haven't we, Grant? You know, with Nancy Cohen, some of you don't know who she is, but she is walking in so many extraordinary phenomena, you know, like not needing to sleep, hasn't been sick for 36 years, and is not aging, and, you know, sometimes doesn't need to eat or drink for days and days at a time. But the thing that impacted Grant and I, wasn't it, Grant, was the love that she had. And I was amazed at how every person, she made them feel priceless. I've been with her in situations and she'll just engage a person and engage them. And you can see she really loves them. And wasn't it, Grant, we were saying, and you said this to me in two conversations this week, if there's one thing we're wanting right now is the power of love. That is the most supernatural sign of our new creation than anything else. And I just want to pray tonight. Maybe, Grant, could you come and help me pray that God would release that over us? You're laughing, but you got the rapport with the Father as well, man. And we can pray together, because this movement has got no future apart from love. It has to be we have to learn something. We have to learn that love is the greatest way of all. And I'm really glad that, you know, what Wendy's talked about tonight, because this is my heart. You know, Rachel's had to take Ollie home, but this is what I want more than anything. I found as I've got older, I've got less impressed by mysticism and far more impressed by love. Something's changing me. I've met so many mystical people. I've met people that run up walls, jump over cars, put their hands through walls, vanish, reappear. But what I love is integrity and love. That seems to be like the thing I'm drawn to. And that's why we've gone for more fathers like Grant and Ian and mothers like Wendy, because I think that's the future. It says, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Yeah! And the children will turn to the fathers. And Jesus, the Father, wants to occupy the house. You know, when they look at us, will they see that the Father's occupied the house? And that's what I want more than anything, is that the Father comes, that Jesus is coming to me, but he said, I'll come and get the Father, and he will live in you. What would that be like to be able to say, I and the Father are one. The words I speak are not my own. I want that, the Spirit of the Father. Grant, could you just come up here and pray with me and pray with Wendy?
I just want to when I met Nancy, the one thing that really impressed me was the way she loved. And I had the honor of, Sam and I had the honor of spending some time at her house in Colorado recently. And we were just going around this one place called the Garden of the Gods. And Nancy just would stop and talk to different people and just had so much love for them. And I watched her and I looked at her and I became jealous, because what she does, she has this uncanny ability to look into a person and see their entire future and see the promise of the Father on their life. Doesn't matter what they look like, what color they are, what religion they are, she sees into that, and that's what she pulls out. And there's just that love, and I want to be like that. I'm not there. I want that so bad, to be able to look at any person, irrespective of who they are, and see their destiny and their purpose and pull that out of them just through love. And so, Father, tonight we just engage you, Lord. We engage you, Yahweh. Teach us how to love like you love, Father. Teach us how to see into the hearts of men and women, Father, how to see their destiny and their call, Father, how to not see what's right in front of us, but to see what you see, Father. Give us eyes of love, Father, and a heart that is like yours, Father, full of compassion, full of desire, and full of love. Father, you're amazing. We love you, Yahweh.
fills this place. You are here. You are here. Your presence fills this place. You are here. Presence fills this.